The $120 million sale would be the biggest by a tribal government that isn't backed by gaming revenue. Instead, the Navajo Nation would use its revenue from oil, gas, and coal royalties to build shopping centers, restaurants, office, and industrial complexes. The Navajo Nation has more than $1 billion in reserves. Standard & Poor's gave the tribe an investment grade A rating, one level above California's bonds. Gavin Clarkson teaches at the University of Houston Law Center.
The tribe has been able to get a fairly solid credit rating, and so it should be attractive to investors. And at the end of the day, it's going to make a major difference in the lives of tribal members.
The tribe plans to use the proceeds to finance several projects, including a tourist center. The sale is intended to create jobs. Almost 40% of the reservation's residents lived below the federal poverty level in 2009. In Flagstaff, I'm Laura Morales.